Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yeah, Kansas City, what's good? Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brian and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on a dot, high of 81. And currently it is 52 with clear skies and blue springs.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Poultry Day?
Oh, my type of day. We miss you, man.
Miss you, too. Had to take a little, you know, little trip.
You out there partying with Corey.
Oh, yeah, we kicked it. We all kicked it, but, yeah, definitely a nice little day of rest.
Deanna's back. Listen, man, we hustling and shining this morning. I got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes on this Throwback Thursday.
And the morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Ray J is pissed after Mace and Sean talk about dating Brandy back in the day.
Uh-oh. Ah, oh, man, we hustling and shining on the Throwback Thursday. 87, don't disturb this groove. Hot 103 Jam.
Are you listening? Hey, you're my favorite girl. Excuse me for the moment. I'm in another world. On a mountain by a fountain. Flowers blooming everywhere. With Venus and with Cupid.
Tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate,
sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
As often as possible, let your first response be patience. Exercise patience with others, with yourself, with the situation. Decline to buy into the drama of frustration and annoyance. You're much better off staying calm, offering a little understanding and peacefulness. Take a breath. Take a beat and collect your thoughts. Give yourself and those around you the best chance for a beneficial outcome. There may well be plenty of reasons to be upset and angry, yet there are better reasons to transform the energy of the moment into positive intention and patience. Most always, you can get more done with cooperation than with confrontation. Choose the path that leads to the most desirable destination. Practice patience. And feel the strength of your own best intentions. Practice patience and give goodness a chance to fill the situation. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:26 on your time, high of 81, currently 52, clear skies at the Truman Library. Rappers Mace and Sean had a little kiki about some old, very old, alleged tea that was involving Brandy. Now, on the video that they said back in the day, sounds like both of them were insinuating that they dated Brandy at some point in time. Well, the thing about that is Ray J, you know, when Ray J steps in as that brother, he was not having it.
Keep my sister's name out your mouth or not, I'm gonna slap daylights out of you when I see you, period. Because one thing ain't gonna do is talk about my sister without me going back on you. Not only am three of y'all is like the three stooges. Talk about my sister, let me look up these moms and sisters.
you know how Ray J get. But yeah. I mean, I understand if you're, people are talking about your sister, whether it's good or bad, and y'all are on a public platform. They were on the Mace and Cameron show.
Yeah.
So of course, you know, he just, you know, I mean, I understand.
I would feel some type of way too if somebody was saying something like that about my sister, like as if she's a pass around too. Because mm-hmm. it was a little slick comment in there too. He was like, well, Kobe was a close associate too. So it was like, man, that didn't come off well.
Yeah. And so Brandy hit up her social media and said, in the late 90s, I had a platonic friendship with rapper Sean. In an unfortunate turn of events, that friendship is now being mischaracterized as we dated.
Oh my God.
She said she doesn't understand why things are being reshaped during his current media interviews.
Leave me the hell alone.
So yeah, just wrap it up, y'all. In other news, Ginuwine. You know, he'll be coming to Kansas City sometime pretty soon. Everybody's been talking about this lip-singing video that went viral. Well, he told the man, the DJ, to stop the music and sing his song a cappella.
He said, I couldn't sing. I'm not lip-singing. If I say,
sound that bad either.
I'm so anxious.
That wasn't bad, but I'm sure when people do that, they take breaks. So hopefully he don't take a break here, because a lot of times they do that to preserve their voices.
Ginuwine is funny. No, like on accident.
No, he is.
He's like a little kid in a grown 55-year-old man.
That's exactly what he looked like.
He one of them bad kids.
Somebody said it looked like he's Mike Epps portraying him. That's exactly what he looks like.
He got silver tooth behavior.
Absolutely. But yeah, they'll be here April 3rd. You want them tickets? Continue to listen in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We got you.
Hey, it's your girl Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103.
So, where you been, man?
Been laying down, chilling.
You supposed to be at work.
That's what we call putting in PTO. Sometimes it gets accepted, sometimes it gets declined, but sometimes you just gotta say, don't matter.
Oh, crap.
I'm out of here. I need a break. But no, honestly,
you need a break from me?
Huh? No.
Ow.
The hardest thing about what we do is when people say, oh yeah, you just take PTO. And it really doesn't feel like that, because it feels like we have such a connection with our cousins out there that it's like, well, I don't want to disappoint somebody on this Wednesday and I'm not here. Like, literally, it's an attachment thing. So it is still very hard to take off some time. But, you know, we all got to do that.
I had to play your drops because you wasn't here. You know. I
appreciate you, man.
Love to J-Dub because
shout out to J-Dub for stepping in. I appreciate that.
Definitely love doing a show with her. But,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, but
who that in the back?
Hello. I'm back. Yeah, no, but I had a little bit of time to kind of chill and kick it, and then I ended up DJing with Nick Davis. Shout out to Els and Corey.
He's being a superstar.
No.
That's what it was.
Oh, girl.
You hanging out with Els and Nick Davis and Corey, you know, all at the Mosaic, buying out the bar.
We just putting in some work. That was literally all I was doing. And I had a little bit of time the day after to kind of just relax and be on my laptop and get ready for the Hustle and Shine in the Morning show. That's all it was, for real. What you been doing?
Next time. I've been working. I've been clocking in.
He been putting his hours in.
I clock in. I work. Okay.
He getting straight to it.
No days off. I'm just saying, man.
Don't burn yourself out, cousins. Take a day. Take a beat. Because I know you finna put in some time soon. Yeah, look at it. Yeah, we looking at that calendar.
In more ways than one.
Duh.
What's up with it's your boy YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103.3.
Put me in H&M.
H&M got some good quality tops.
Finally, I can, you know, they don't be having husky sizes. It be limited. See, you don't know nothing about that life. That's why it's a detriment.
Being a woman and having hips and
being
having
bigger than what you are.
There's things that us black women have to deal with, especially when it comes to jeans. They do not make them jeans for us. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Shout out to all the ladies. March is Women's History Month. This year's theme is Leading a Change. Women shaping a sustainable future.
celebrate the diverse contributions of women who are leading the way in environmental, economic, educational, and social justice movements. I know me, I was built by black women, so I love me a good woman. Of course I do. But not all women are... don't stop.
That's what that was given.
That's the ignorant Deanna right there, y'all. A former North Kansas City and Lee Summit pastor, D, was suspended last week after it was discovered she worked for and managed the private islands of late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein for nearly a year. So last Thursday, Bishop Robert Farr of the Missouri Conference of the United Methodist Church placed Reverend Stephanie L. Remington on leave. So she reportedly worked as Epstein's administrative assistant and temporary property manager of his private island, Little St. James, from August 2018 to May 2019. Epstein was arrested just 2 months later in July of 19 for sex trafficking crimes and then found dead in his cell by alleged suicide in August. So despite having worked closely with the disgraced financier, among other things, Remington told United Methodist News that she never saw Epstein or anyone commit abuse on the island. However, she did admit that she knew Epstein was a registered sex offender and he had served 18 months for soliciting prostitution from a minor when she accepted the job. Mm. So you knew what you was going into with all of this. Mm. You knew the character of this person. And of course,
I'm sure her religion probably played a part too into that decision. The reason I said that is because I am assuming that she might have had some forgiveness in her mind of why she might have accepted that too. Now, I'm just speculating because the terms that you mentioned earlier on of where she's currently on leave at.
You a lot more soft but, on it than I am. And it's like, man, it's scary because you don't know where these people are in our lives. You would like, yeah. This is a whole pastor, dog. Mm-hmm. And somebody... Somebody's supposed to be leading people, dog.
And there's probably a lot of people that have ties to Epstein. Like, even when Whoopi Goldberg, you know, she shot down people mentioning her name just because they mentioned in the emails. There's a lot of people that have no actual knowledge of what was going on. Then there's people that do.
I'm not giving this lady no grace with that. You want to know why? Because you were the administrative assistant. You knew something. You were booking flights. You booking something, dog. Mm-hmm. So you knew something. And when you know something and you don't say something, you are just as guilty as everybody else.
You right.
This Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Thank you and love to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app and locking in Hustle and Shine in the morning every single day, whether you're doing it through the stream on our Facebook or YouTube page, or you doing it the old school way. You're listening right now on 71. Please slow down.
Please.
There's no need for you to rush, fam. It's not.
Right,
okay?
Because them cops is out.
Well, look. Are you up north on 35 trying to get the way you need to get to? Fam, it's okay. Give a little grace this morning. Wherever you are, however you're doing it, thank you for making Hustle and Shine in the morning part of your daily morning routine, cousin. Love and appreciate you because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to all the cousins that's hitting us up on the Hustle and Shine text line. Big love over to us, Stacey Davis, saying happy Thankful Thursday. I like that. Make it a great day on purpose.
Thankful Thursday.
I like that.
Stacey might be taking that one.
Yeah, we might need that one. One of our cousins, shout out to Carmen Nar, saying good morning and welcome back, D. We miss you. We love you too, Brian. We appreciate that love.
Thanks.
That was sent from Carmen Nar.
A little extra at the end. I'll take that.
And she put emojis and everything. I wish you could be like, see everything. It's so animated. I love reading these text messages. Somebody from the 816 said, shout out to my daughter who is due in May. Regine, hey. Is that Regine, Regine? How exactly is that?
A little Taurus or a Gemini? It's important information.
That is important information. We gonna pray for you if you get a Gemini.
Get you a Gemini. I love me a Gemini.
Tauruses can be their own thing too now. But no, y'all definitely.
On deck.
Shout out to both of them. Shout out to Reggie Jordan. And then big love to Trey. Have a good day at school. Anthony Drone always hitting us up. Big Reese, Anthony Drone, Shane Blaze, Brandocious. Happy 13th birthday to Emery. We love you. That was sent from mom and dad. Shout out to Rich Harris, always hitting us up, sending us some love. And then, of course, on the Twitter side, Brandon Blake, always holding it down. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Now, up next, and then last but not least, Deanna and Diana. Deanna and Diana, if I can get that correct. I'm you know, mumbo jumbo with it, but major shout out to you all too.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
725, high up 81. Currently it is 53, clear skies at the KC Mo City Hall. Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, and his boo Karrueche give each other their flowers and talk about how much they just love each other.
Don't know about her, and they should know. She's sweet as sugar. The brown bag of sugar, dude.
I love how you love and support those around you, and you always want to involve your people.
Right when she said that,
you know. It was a little windy and stuff, but you can hear, you know, little blush moments and all that good stuff.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
I'm telling you what they're doing right now. I'm familiar with their play. They're putting in their bid for a reality show.
Oh,
I give them 6 months before we see a reality show. Why you say yuck?
Cause, bro,
what's yuck about
y'all tired of that? Like,
tired of what?
Reality shows, like, for what? For what?
You gotta know the consumer.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to them. Okay.
I would watch it. So they got a fan in me, but that's exactly what they're doing because they've been posting more and more about themselves, and I just feel like that's what they into.
Got a friend. You remember that?
Yeah.
Toy Story.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Little classic. Thanks. I'm glad we on the same page because I don't know when that first came out.
When you were born, I think 96.
Okay. Yeah. Love that. Other news. Since we're talking about dating, Nia Long was asked about her dating life, and she actually mentioned something that we've talked about on this show many, many times.
I'm never lonely. I can have a whole party by myself.
Well, that's true. That's true.
We had Kiki on, but she broke the internet when she said, sure, I'll be with someone, but I don't need him to live in my house.
Down the street.
You agree?
I mean, sometimes.
Sometimes
he needs to be in the house.
I'm good. I think I've gotten to a place where I really enjoy my own company. I work a lot and my priorities are different. And I've always been in a relationship, so it's kind of nice to not be in one.
Now, the thing there I mentioned was her saying not living with somebody. This has been like a recent theme. I feel like we've been seeing more celebrity women specifically speak to this. I don't know if necessarily men are out there saying that they want to be at the condo or the crib or by themselves.
You my woman, you in my house.
But the women have been speaking out. And if Nia Long is saying it, then that could be a factor these days.
Factor for who?
Relationships. People might need their space. Yesterday's price ain't today's
price. It's so gross. It's so stupid.
That's the morning gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Up. That is so stupid.
This is how Brian feels without him saying it.
It's the Popper. Active on Hot 103 Jams in the morning. We glow, we grind with Hustle and Shine. You hear me?
It's a high of 82 today. I'm excited about that. Currently 51 sunny skies at Independence Square.
Me too.
You gonna go on your walk?
Oh, baby. It is definitely time to get some cardio again. Like, I got some last night. Mm-hmm. So I was outside. You got
some what?
Cardio.
You gotta be. I was asking what you were talking about.
Well, look, you.
It started to sound like a scene off of ATL. Like, stop. What are you talking about? Be clear. We're on morning radio. What you doing?
I don't know where D is going, but I was talking about getting outside and getting some cardio. Okay.
You gonna do that before or after our team meeting? Anybody going to work today and they forgot that they have a team meeting? Raise your hand.
Shut up, Brian.
Yeah, keep your hand on the steering wheel. It's okay, cousin. Yeah,
we'll see. Okay. You know, we talk to Mayor Lucas every single week on Hustle and Shine. And I'm going to reach out. We want to talk to Mayor Crystal over in KCK.
Absolutely.
So Mayor Crystal Watson, she launched her first Crystal Clear Conversations Town Hall Tuesday afternoon, kicking off a community engagement series aimed at increasing transparency and collaborative problem solving between unified government
and Wyandotte County residents.
Solutions are not always in the mayor's office or within our local municipality. The solutions, like I shared tonight, what I want to do differently is make sure they get the feedback, make sure that there's good follow-up so that they know that those concerns were addressed. If we weren't able to fix those issues or address them, we can at least tell them that.
Look, man, if you want input on what's going on in your city and your community, mm-hmm. this is a great way for you to do it.
It is.
So it seems like she's going to be doing this. It's a 90-minute session. It'll mm-hmm. be held across 8 Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas Commission districts. So this is your opportunity, y'all.
Yeah, don't sit on the sidelines. Make sure you tap into your community.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
D, there's a story going around about Southwest Airlines, man. Now, you said it before the break. They have really been taking a downturn when it comes to all the things they do from... There wasn't no assigned seating.
Yeah, the assigned seating. Yeah, exactly.
You know, all that stuff is gone now. Well, there was a person who experienced, he's a frequent flyer of Southwest mm-hmm. too. And he's from Houston and he flies frequently from Houston to Kansas City. Well, they made him try and pay for another seat because of his size. So he was a frequent flyer and they made him do that when he weighed a certain amount. He's lost 100 pounds since then. So he didn't think he needed that accommodation right. anymore. And one of the things that they said was a deterrent was if the armrest could go all the way down or not. But Southwest mm-hmm. American and United, they all have passenger size policies along with other airlines, according to a Southwest spokesperson in relation to the issue. So that includes making sure that armrest is mm-hmm. in the airplane seat can go completely down. And it's like this can be some muddy waters because it's often a judgment from people who actually work there. Mm-hmm. And if you judge the wrong person and they take offense or whatever, they could really get messy mm-hmm. in one of those situations. Now, I will say that in my heavier days, it was one point where mm-hmm. they tried to put that on me. I'm like, nah, fam, I'm good. We can. You got to squeeze it down. Well, don't make me be in the middle seat.
They honestly should just make different size seats. I don't know. I just think that should be something that could be, you know, considered.
Ain't
but
happening.
I'm sure that ain't too good for that. You know, that's going to affect their money.
They trying to squeeze as many people as possible to them planes.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
Well, yikes. If you traveling sometime soon, just make sure you plan accordingly, cousins.
Yeah, for real. Get your real ID, too. If you don't, you
going to get charged.
It's going to be some extra. Right. That's the last thing we need.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jams.
How many vinyl you got at home? Have you bought any vinyl records?
Oh yeah, I have a collection of items. Two of my grandma actually gave me some from her collection. So I have
what?
I mean, she gave me she has to send me some more, but I have some Marvin Gaye.
No, 70s. Okay.
So I got a little bit of
70s.
I'm trying to think. Who do I have? I have vinyl mm-hmm. records of current music,
Stevie
too.
Stevie Wonder.
I do have a Stevie Wonder album. I don't know what album it is mm-hmm. because she still got to send me all mm-hmm. the vinyls. But I got a few, and I got the
songs
beat.
Written in the key of life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Beyonce B-Day album. I have that. I have a lot of... I have Summer Walker on vinyl. So I have newer things, too. Not just some of the old classics.
Yeah. You know, I got all the Michael Jackson albums.
You do?
On vinyl, yeah.
That's expensive. Let me hold a dollar.
Hold what?
Let me hold a dollar. You gonna get the team lunch today?
No.
For the meeting.
How about no? let's see, what else? Bobby Brown, I got his vinyl. Don't Be Cruel. Mm-hmm. That's a gift somebody gave me, actually.
That's on brand for you. I can see that. Goal,
Purple Rain. SOS Bands, I got most of their albums on vinyl. I do.
That's a Motown? Motown?
Nah, I ain't.
Interesting.
Respect the Motown and all that. That just ain't my flavor. 80s and 90s. That's what I like.
Gotcha.
But vinyl records in the U.S. has reached a milestone, D, last year, exceeding $1 billion in revenue for the first time since 1983 when Thriller was out, with approximately 46.8 to 48.5 million units sold. This marks 19 consecutive years of growth for vinyl.
And, you know, driven by artists like Taylor Swift, her vinyl sales grew by roughly 9.3% over 2024. And that outpaced other physical formats. And I got a, man, look, I got a gang of CDs that I've always just wanted to get rid of.
I wonder how the CD market is.
It's going to come back, bro.
Eventually.
I'm telling you, within 10, 15 years or so, the CD market, I think the cassette market is going to make a comeback too. Yeah,
I think vinyl is just more attractive though out of those three.
It definitely
is. It's the record player, it's the ambiance, it's the, because I mean, you can get a good record player for about $60.
Look, close your ears if y'all are sensitive to age, okay? But check this out.
I'm listening.
The 90s or the oldies right now. In 10 years, the 2000s will be the oldies. Mm-hmm. And then the 20-teens, like the Drake era and all that stuff. So I just think all this stuff is going to come back around, including, I think, cassettes and CDs. But you hold a good point with vinyl actually being
attractive.
That's a,
like it's sweat. That's it's a fire, good word like
that I didn't think about. Look at that. Man, look at you using your St. Louis vocab. Maybe I need to take a day off or something.
Yeah, take you a trip to the crib. Get you some good rice. We got the morning gossip up for you, man. Next. Oh, please.
I can make that here.
That's no, you can't.
Y'all brag on a side
can't.
Dish.
No, yes, you can't.
St. Louis people brag on a side dish, y'all. Look at that. We do barbecue, y'all do rice.
Let me pull up the text message of him asking me to bring him back some rice. Since he want to act boozy.
Because it's good.
In front of cousins.
It's good.
I'm in a bind, Nate.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
824, high of 82. Currently, it is 53 sunny skies at the Shops on Blue Parkway. B, I might go into acting. As actress Loretta Devine says, black people were born actors.
Child, black folks been acting. We were born actors. You know, you don't need to go to no damn school to know how to act. We have been having to act. Our heritage is in our heritage. It's in what we had to do to survive.
She ain't wrong, though, because, I mean, when it comes to code switching and all these other things, we've had to adapt to our environments. Time after time.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, facts.
We need to be on somebody's set.
That's Leo energy right there. I know I can act. I think I would be a tremendous actor. But it's just certain things that I'm not finna do, though.
What? What's something that you're like, be shining ain't going for this? What's one thing?
Well, I'm love to everybody and do what you want to do, okay? But I'm not about to portray a woman. I'm not doing that.
You're not pulling what the typical comedians do.
Nah, I'm not. Okay. I ain't doing that.
You ain't putting no wig on.
Again, nothing against nobody else and what they do what you do. Brian's just not doing it.
Yeah. So. Well, if acting is not for you, maybe a reality TV show might be. It sounds like Love & Hip Hop Atlanta may be reaching the end of its dramatic run. It's been a lot of whispers circulating behind the scenes, and it sounds like it might be true. Now, it's been 13 seasons of all type of viral moments.
11 too many.
I enjoy Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. They started back in 2012. I was 15 when I started watching that. And I was tapped in. All the moments.
I'm sure you were.
K. Michelle shaking the table. Mimi. And Jocelyn Hernandez.
All the storylines they had to make up on the fly.
Yeah.
All the baby showers they crashed.
R.I.P. to Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. I'm not too sure.
All the drinks that was flown.
No, literally. You know how many drinks? That's like a classic reality show thing. If all fails and you need a storyline, just throw a glass at somebody. And you'll live on for another scene.
Oh, they jumped the shark plenty of times on Love & Hop Atlanta with that, baby.
Yeah, so that's the tea on that. That's the morning gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the
baddies
morning.
Baddies or Love & Hip Hop Atlanta? Which one you watching?
I'm absolutely watching Love & Hip Hop.
Baddies?
Baddies
Baddies,
I don't. Yeah, that's too much out the way for me. Yeah, I'm past that age. I can't do that. So whatever's your cup of tea, do that. Go ahead and drink that.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
Spicy season. Happy birthday to those artistic, empathetic, and a little moody Pisces.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a big happy heavenly birthday to actor and dancer, best known as Rerun, on What's Happening. Happy heavenly birthday to a STL native, Fred Berry. Happy birthday to brand manager, entrepreneur, and reality star, Yandy Smith. happy heavenly birthday to actress and stand-up comedian Moms Mabley. And last but not least, a happy birthday to business owner and one half of UGK. Happy birthday to Bun B.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Mercedes Cooper and William Reynolds. Plus, sending birthday love to Heather Collins and Ronnie Marchand. Plus, a big special happy birthday to my godson, DJ. Love you, man. Happy birthday to everybody else born on March 19th. Go ahead, Pisces, and celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Janice.
Hey, Janice. We got two tickets to send you. I'm good, cousin. We got two tickets to send you to the Nothing But the Truth podcast panel. Now that's going down on next weekend. But you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion. You ready for that?
Yeah.
I wanted the watch I'm wearing. I bought it. The house I live in. I bought it. The car I'm driving.
Come on.
I depend on me.
All my women are independent.
Throw your hands up at me.
All the women are independent.
Throw your hands up at me.
Boy, I didn't know you could get down like that. Tell me how your pants get down like that.
Hey! I didn't know if you was going to take it all the way you were going.
All the way, yeah.
You sound like you got black ice in your air pressure in your car.
And you know it.
I know. 9 out of 10 Hustle and Shine listeners got black ice.
Engine light on, too. We lit.
Yep, it is.
I can tell by the energy. It's all good. My engine light was on for a while, so you good, cousin.
Okay, as long as it get me rolling.
Hello, from point A to point B. Now you getting that hook up. Hopefully your car can get you to the Scottish Rite Temple on next Saturday. You getting those two tickets. Who you taking with you?
All right, probably my mom.
All right, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up, cousin.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.